got our first two-time guest. Guess who it is?
Who is it?
I don't know. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek. I attack, I guess. I have a guest today. He also attacks now. Two-time guest, Patrick Ferrano. How are you?
I am well, and I am probably rusty. It's been a minute.
I haven't heard you for a hot minute on some mics. A
few months, yeah. Back in the booth.
Yeah, welcome back.
Getting my sea legs back.
Yeah. So, today we're going to talk about something interesting. I had this plan a while ago where I was going to talk about the apocalypse. I was going to get 5 or 6 people to send me in, like, sound clips, but then I was like, I could do full episodes on this shit.
Just milk it.
Yeah, I can milk the fuck out of this. And apocalypse is one of those things where people might find it, you know, interesting to listen to.
And the apocalypse is never out of date. It's always looming off the distance.
Always.
This is evergreen content, as they call it.
Yeah, and, like, you can talk about this until it literally happens.
Which it might never happen, so you just keep kicking the ball down. You never know. Every couple years, new potential apocalypses arise.
I think I've survived like 4 or 5 at this point in my life.
I mean, we survived Y2K.
We survived 2012.
Wasn't there like some... Or no, that's the Mayan calendar thing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the 2012 was Mayan calendar. I think there was some economic crash that was supposed to like send us all into a Great Depression and be our demise.
Is that not happening?
Well, we'll see in a couple of years.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID. We survived COVID. Still getting asked COVID questions anytime I end up, you know, in a situation.
We survive asteroid impact on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Think about that.
We have, like, a system going up to shoot them down now, I think.
I mean, that makes sense. This is where our tax money should be going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, where else could it go?
I mean, if my eggs are going to cost $6 a carton, at least they can shoot asteroids out of the sky.
That's true, man.
I'm going to fund the military complex. They can shoot for missiles. They can shoot them at asteroids.
As somebody that eats eggs every day, those are getting pricey.
Right.
So, we do have a theory, and Rick has brought this theory to me. When was the first time we talked about this?
Like 3 podcasts ago, iterations of ours, you know, in like 2018.
Dude, this was a Kids with Wrenches one, wasn't it?
This is like one of the first episodes of Kids with Wrenches, which dates back, like I said, like 2018, 2019.
And ever since then, I feel like, I'm not saying that podcast did it, but the internet's kind of caught on.
You know, there's a few things, I don't want to toot my own horn or Wolf's horn, but I feel like we hit on some topics over the years that have definitely become memes on, like, Reddit culture throughout the years. From, hey, we talked about that, and, you know, just wish, you know, get a little credit.
Yeah, so, as we know, Australia is probably the deadliest place on Earth. Spiders bigger than your head.
Giant poisonous spiders, the wilderness is constantly on fire.
Everything wants to kill you there.
Everything in the water wants to kill you.
The snakes are like 20 feet long or some shit.
I just imagine. Yeah. The koalas all have venereal diseases.
Yeah. But there's one thing down there everybody thinks is like cute and cuddly.
Yeah, no. We're going to get kangaroos, people. Like Kangaroo Watch. Kangaroo Watch 2024. It's pretty much like, you ever used to watch Stephen Colbert's show?
Yeah.
Like, hey, like the bear, like the threat watch. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, China, Russia, bears. We're not paying enough attention to these apex predators of the wild that could kill at will. But I'm, you know, bears are a problem. Kangaroos.
And even, like, bears. Like, you know, we at least have sayings for those, you know. Black bear, you get big.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, black bear fight, brown bear flight, where you just kind of play dead. And then polar bear, you're fucked.
Polar bear, you're fucked. I think, like, grizzlies, even if you, like, yell, you might be able to, like, get them to turn away.
Yeah.
If you, like, but scream loud enough at them.
We don't have shit for kangaroos.
You gotta fight them.
You gotta fight them.
You gotta square up and box them.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Or choke them while before they choke you.
And they, yeah, and they are, like, natural-born MMA fighters.
Yeah.
Except stronger.
like, this is the thing I would go back to with those, is like, the part that gets me, I think people are finally, as you said, kind of coming to their senses. I'll see some TikTok videos or like Instagram reels, and the comments on these kangaroo videos are usually like, you know, if this was like, if you watch like a fantasy film or like a cartoon, and there was like a race of creatures that looked like kangaroos, like, that's not, that couldn't be real.
Yeah.
But they are real in the real world, and we just act like these like human, like rat, rabbit hybrids that walk on 2 feet and have hands are completely normal. She's like, oh, just look at that normal thing. No, that looks like a humanoid NPC you would fight in World of Warcraft.
And then we see humans with like 8-packs, and we're like, what a jacked motherfucker.
Yeah.
And kangaroos are all rocking like 24-packs.
Yeah, they're jacked. They're shredded.
They're terrifying.
They are. They look... And it's like, now imagine these things if they gained some level of sentience. Yeah, picture it with a weapon. They have hands. We say about like monkeys and chimpanzees and the, you know, they're like learning how to spearfish and stuff, like, which is terrifying. We have a whole movie series about, you know, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm feeling like if we had like a sentient, take that same storyline where like someone's like, you know, like the Chinese experiment on, you know, marsupials, and they gain consciousness and start using weapons and communicating. It's like, they would take over Australia like that.
I'm glad you said marsupials, because that's a word I often struggle with, and if somebody doesn't say it first, I turn into like that fish from Finding Nemo with, you know, anemone, except I'm like, what just happened? But, you know.
It's a fun word to say.
Yeah. So, kangaroos, man. When did you first, like, realize, like, these things might be a problem?
I can't remember what even started that conversation, because it wasn't a planned conversation. It just kind of sprung. But I think that's just always my thing. Like, they're so ridiculous looking, and we just normalize it. Like, it's just, oh, it's a dog. Oh, it's like a... It's like, no, they're not. And they're only in Australia.
It's technically, like, Australia's deer, except they're much more terrifying than deer.
Yeah. Another fun fact about these, the population of kangaroos is 32 million in the wild of Australia. Now, that's an armed force that could invade. They have more, a higher population than some countries.
Australia should just bypass having any type of army. I don't know what Australia's military force is like, because that's not something I typically look into. But they could just train kangaroos and probably win a war.
There are almost as many kangaroos in Australia as there are people who live in Canada. So now, I'm not saying that here necessarily. Now, Australia's military force, I don't think, is powerful enough to wage war, but let's just say they partner with, you know, a modern axis of evil.
Yeah.
Let's just say, you know, okay, we're going to keep Australia. They're going to go deploy trained, militarized kangaroos and deploy them in Alaska and have them just, you know,
invade
Canada through the north. They're coming down, and then that there goes our neighbors. The Canadians are done. They're screwed. Armed Australian kangaroos with bad attitude.
I'm not sure what kangaroos, if they have a, you know, site, like, what do they do in the winter? Do they just exist still, or do they hibernate?
I don't know,
because this could be an animal. I mean, Australia gets all four seasons. This could be an animal that just fucks year round. You know,
I mean, with that population, they must be doing a lot of fucking,
so much fucking. But like, they could probably be better equipped for a winter invasion than, you know,
they do not hibernate. They are certain, just out and about doing kangaroo shit.
Certain bad people back in the day that did not survive the winter. Kangaroos stronger than humans.
They are adapted for winter. They grow a heavy winter coat.
I do too, but in the summer, it gives me problems.
Kangaroos, they adapt to all climates. They're extremely... They're like built like Olympic athletes. They have cardio for days. They can handle any terrain.
And they have a way they can fight that we can't predict. I mean, have you ever seen a kangaroo Superman punch somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have
Raymond Reigns.
Raymond Reigns. We have Roman Reigns with a beautiful Superman punch, or my preferred wrestler of choice, Orange Cassidy, with his orange punch, which is just a Superman punch that I think personally looks better, but it's probably because he's smaller and can
get more of his body into it.
kangaroos can Superman punch, and they have a fucking tail that can launch them into it.
They use their tails to go back and then project themselves forward with more ferocity. We don't have that. We just have to use our forward momentum. They can create more forward momentum with their tail. Springboard kick you.
Could you imagine a kangaroo doing a missile drop kick?
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
That's like, they don't even need the top rope.
No. The top rope is built into their body.
And kangaroos, I mean, they jump like fucking 16 feet at a time, don't they?
They're super athletes, yeah.
Yeah.
These are just super athletes. Just waiting, untapped potential.
If we put kangaroos into the Olympics, how many golds do you think they'd win?
I mean, this is, you know, I'm telling you, man, like the Chinese, the Russians are going to come over there, like, you know what, we got to get back. We've fallen from grace. This is our way back in. And they're going to create kangaroo super soldiers, super athletes.
Yeah, so our first Apocalypse episode, if you haven't figured out by now, let's talk about kangaroos for 10 minutes, is the kangaroo takeover. And I know a lot of people are listening to that. They're probably like, that's ridiculous. But is it?
Is it, though?
With them fucking like machines. I mean, they're fucking like rabbits.
That's the main thing. So this is the hypothetical spot in an apocalypse scenario. As they are right now, no. They're not taking over. But they're damn scary. But in the hands of terrible, powerful people, these kangaroos can be wielded like, you know, just pawns of war. That I don't want to deal with that. Just look out you just imagine looking outside your window right now, you just see a group of kangaroos, like a troop of kangaroos, armed, just communicating kangaroos coming down and sweeping your neighbor's houses. It's more scary than seeing humans because it would be the shock value also. Like, what are these alien creatures invading my home? It's like you're watching Lord of the Rings and like orcs and goblins coming down and like raiding a village.
I think kangaroos are just herds, but I'm shocked that it's an animal I actually do not know the group name of. I know like a sleuth of bears.
Or a business of ferrets.
An embarrassment of pandas.
Wow, that seems... Why is that so negative? Right here, a mob.
Oh my god.
A mob of... Yeah, an angry
They're
mob
gangsters.
Of yes. Mobs or troops, they call them.
Wow. How
did I get that?
There it is.
Or courts. Like a kangaroo court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no. I don't want to get into politics. A certain person is going to come into power, and he's going to entrust the courts to the kangaroos now.
You want more politics? The male kangaroo is referred to as a buck or a boomer.
Okay.
We got a troop of boomers just taking over.
I'm laughing, but like if this happened, I would not... This is no laughing matter. I wasn't ready for a buck to be called boomers.
A mob of boomers.
A mob of boomers.
And you know, I feel like they come here, they're strong enough. You never know. Our own right wing boomer.
Our own boomers are going to take in the kangaroo boomers.
They might side with, hey, these kangaroos got an eye. You know, they don't take no shit. They're just here, and you know what? I like their energy, I like their attitude. And they go to the White House.
This might be the most realistic thing we've brought up yet. And then the military.
And they're on the side of the kangaroos. And they're like, hey, there's nothing in the rule book that says a kangaroo can't play football. And then you're like, kangaroo rights comes out and it becomes a whole big hot button issue. But really, there's plants from China.
And then Harrison Butker becomes BFFs with the kangaroo because they have the same fucking beliefs.
Yep. Now they're intermingled with our right-wing extremists because China planted them here in the election year. Just to sow chaos. And then they're like sleeper agents, so when the time is right, they hit the signal, fire the klaxon off, and then they just go rabid.
They have fucking rocket launchers.
They're just rocket launchers and rocket punching people to hell.
And kangaroos are so strong, they'd probably fucking hold up two rocket launchers, no problem.
Oh, at least... And then they can jump in the air and they'll have an aerial advantage to shoot down like you do in Halo. When you get a rocket launcher, you get the high vertical.
Yeah.
Get more damage, more splash damage.
And it also keeps them out of trouble.
Get out of the way.
Out of the way. Yeah.
Then they can use that to launch themselves even higher. This is I came into this with little to no notes, and now it's just cascading into a spiral of terror.
No, yeah, no. We've done a few podcasts before. We typically come with no notes. We have a general idea what we're going to talk about. Like, we knew this was going to be an apocalyptic episode, where we were going to lean into what would many consider a silly idea.
You know, an apocalypse is just a bad event gone to the extreme. So this is, you know, like a volcano, an extreme volcano, or like an asteroid, an extreme asteroid.
I mean,
civil unrest, an extreme civil unrest.
And I plan on having this as a reoccurring theme. Like, I'm going to open up season 2 with an apocalypse episode, but it's just going to be me flying solo, like what I believe. So, and I want it to be I want each person to speak their mind. So I know Dan left a comment a few episodes ago whenever I asked people for their apocalypse ideas, and he said he believes it's going to be a nuclear war. He took a more quote-unquote realistic scenario. Now, he did say he has Christian beliefs that way, but he was going to leave them out for the main purpose of the topic, which I respect. But I do believe, especially with the way the world's working now, like a nuclear war is very possible.
I mean, it's always kind of fucking a looming threat.
Yeah, could fucking end us any day now. But imagine even more, the kangaroos get hold of the nuclear weapons.
I mean, if things get too out of control, you know, you gotta hit the reset button. Like, how do we get these damn kangaroos out of here? That they've infiltrated the country.
And we have kangaroos at zoos, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to go pet one of those things. Whenever I go to a kangaroo exhibit, especially at the Pittsburgh Zoo, that's one we live near. You can go in with the kangaroos.
Yeah, you can go hold their babies.
It's a fucking miracle that nobody has gotten jacked.
Now imagine the scene, like, just assuming these are all sleeper kangaroos, just waiting for the signal to go off. So like, you're at the zoo, Pittsburgh Zoo, like, oh, the zoo's around the country, everyone's in there in the thing, and the big signal goes off. You know,
yeah,
it's in the satellites, and it goes, and they have chips in their brains, and it goes off, and you just see them, oh, everybody's laughing, and then they all just stand up and they just look around and just start assaulting everyone that's in there. It's a bloodbath.
And those kangaroos, they'll drag you to water and fucking drown you. They'll drown you.
They'll take your kids, they'll take your dogs, and they'll just go hold them hostage.
Yeah, underwater.
Yes, there's videos of this. Go look them up.
There's legitimate videos of people trying to fight off kangaroos from drowning their dogs.
Yes. They can get your dog, they can get your small children, they can get you if you're not, you know, they catch you sleeping. They'll catch you.
They'll choke you out. They'll Superman punch you. They'll missile drop kick you. They sound like wrestling moves because they are, but at the same time, those are moves that'll fuck you up if they're taken seriously. There's a reason they say don't try this shit at home.
There's a reason also probably why are kangaroos only in Australia, which is already a penal colony from Britain. Everyone there was just put there as like a giant prison country. Just put criminals and wild, deadly animals.
Dude, Australia is such a terrifying place.
It's like a battle royale video game in real life.
Everything there just wants to kill you.
Britain was just like, let's just put a bunch of crazy animals and deranged criminals on this big island and let them sort it out. And then they managed to create a society.
Before you...
It's like Fallout in real life.
Yeah, before you put on your shoes in Australia, you have to like fucking check them for spiders and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, first off, like, you gotta do that, or else you'll die. But second off, what happened? Like, what do you do if you pick up your fucking shoe, you knock it around a little, and a giant ass spider the size of your head fucking crawls out of it?
Look, man, I don't deal with little spiders around here. I'd leave my mortgage information there, and they can have the house.
I do remember whenever I lived with you, we had this fucking wild ass looking spider, and that bear found.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe one of our considerations was just fucking like, all right, let's leave it the keys.
I'm going to call the gas company and the water company and just, hey, the bill's in the spider's name now. I can't make payments anymore.
Yeah.
Go consult with him. He's the owner now. He's in charge.
He just fucking steals your house.
But if he was the size of my shoe and he's in there and he's poisonous and he can kill me, I say, you know what? It's all yours, man.
The shoe's yours, the house's yours.
I'm good, I'll go restart somewhere else.
I don't even want to catch house on fire because I'm afraid you'll find me afterwards.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
Do you think kangaroos can use matches?
They seem like they have the capabilities to do so.
Kangaroos will burn down your house.
And it looks so cute doing this. You're just like, aww.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, it's fine. It's cute. I want to know.
We excuse a lot of bad behavior from cute things.
Yeah. Let's take a trip back memory lane. R.I.P. Harambe.
R.I.P. I think it's like his anniversary here.
Oh.
Sometime this month.
Yeah, it is about that time, huh? What if I was a kangaroo? Do you think people would feel more bad about it?
If Harambe was a kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people think kangaroos are cute and harmless.
Yeah, I feel like if a kid fell into a kangaroo exhibit and the kangaroo's bludgeoned them to death, I feel like people are like, oh, but look at it. You gotta put its ears down like a dog and look all sad.
Yeah. Harambe was a big... He had the misfortune... Harambe
looked like a linebacker.
...of being a big-ass gorilla.
Yeah.
And honestly, he's probably more gentle than a kangaroo.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that. I feel like monkeys are, and apes and gorillas are more humane.
Yeah.
Kangaroos, you look at them, they have those cold, dead eyes. Like little, like sociopaths. I feel like they would have no qualms with just like, you let them in your house and they're like, oh, look, he's so cute. And then you go to sleep and the next thing you know, he's choking your dog out.
In a situation where we are overran by kangaroos, do you think we have a chance of befriending the gorillas, the primates, and fighting back?
I think they're gonna just sit back and watch. Just watch the chaos.
I feel like kangaroos have more of an advantage than monkeys, because even though monkeys have like... Do kangaroos have opposable thumbs?
I don't know if they have opposable thumbs, but then they have like four fingers, like type...
But they have the advantage because they can just fucking leap. Monkeys are quick. They can climb.
This goes back to the eternal argument we always have of doing like a March Madness bracket for like animal fights, like Pokemon, and see who would come out on top.
I feel like kangaroos would make it a good distance. If
they
not,
could at least make it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah. If not win.
Because I feel like part of it would happen, they're good with group tactics. So you have like a mob of kangaroos could like subdue a gorilla. But I don't think one-on-one a kangaroo could beat a gorilla.
Gorillas are pretty fucking strong.
Yeah, and they're fast, and they're intelligent.
Yeah.
So I think that what happens in the kangaroo's favor is their mob mentality. Just straight up gang shit.
Gang.
They're just out there.
Kangaroo gang. They just throw...
Like bloodline tactics.
They just throw up their ones.
Yep, and they can do that.
Kangaroos are... a force to be reckoned with. I think they would definitely win. They come to the Elite Eight, if not, what, Final Four?
They do not have opposable thumbs, but the fingers oppose each other. It says oppose each other radially, which means they can still grip things with their fingers
and strangle them.
So they have strong grips and can grab things as if they do have opposable thumbs.
You might need to make a specialized weapon for them if somebody were to...
I think if you're going to fund this whole operation, yeah, you would make kangaroo certified weapons. And
they need a different type of trigger than we have.
Yeah, then if we would like try and subdue them and take it off, it wouldn't work as well for us.
No.
Because it wouldn't fit our grips the same way.
They're going to have more advantages.
Yeah.
My God. Kangaroos, man.
The kangaroo apocalypse. I know you're going to talk this week. Because now talking about normal apocalypses just seems
better. I know. It's my apocalypse is very boring. My apocalypse is just fucking another ice age.
Nuclear fallout? That's old news. Just go watch the Fallout show.
Or play any of the Fallout games.
Or any post-apocalyptic storyline. And then you can even tie an ice age into that, because a lot of people assume the ice age will come from a nuclear winter.
I believe the ice age is going to come from the world trying to correct itself. Because of our fucking global warming that everybody thinks is a myth. Just like I think kangaroo takeover is a myth.
Well, you know, that's the hubris of man, is we get very sure of ourselves and we think we know everything, and then we don't account for things as, oh, that could never happen. And then we don't account for it, and then it sneaks up on us.
the benefits of being a dumbass.
Strangles us to death.
Benefits of being a dumbass. I don't trust anything.
It is a thing where it's like the curse of knowledge is that you start to then assume everyone thinks the way you do. And you also get very caught in your little intellect peer bubble. So you're like, oh, this, we all know this is true, so we're not even going to think about these things. There's these outlier issues. That's not even a thing to worth thinking about, putting our precious energy into. And that's how they sneak up on you. It's the underdog, the thing you're not expecting.
You're getting too comfortable. It's got to be uncomfortable all the time. Don't push yourself too hard, though. I'm speaking from experience. But don't. You want to be uncomfortable in your life, I guess.
Yeah, comfort breeds complacency, which then lets, you know, cute things sneak up on you and take advantage of you.
Cute things like fucking kangaroos.
Mm-hmm. Wolves in sheep clothing.
Yeah, I don't think we need to worry about like an embarrassment of pandas. I mean, pandas are kind of cute, other than diseases they might have.
They seem entirely too lazy.
Yeah, they're lazy. There's a reason they're called an embarrassment, because have you seen any panda videos?
Yeah. At worst, they'll try and unionize.
They just kind of fucking roll around. I don't think it's on purpose.
It's just how they are, man.
They fall and they just keep rolling. There's nothing they can
they
do about
care.
It.
It's okay.
There's no good. Well,
it's like, whatever.
Isn't it whenever they eat like bamboo and shit, like there's something in there that just has them high all the time?
Is that what that is, or is that koala bears and eucalyptus?
That might be koala bears and eucalyptus.
Because they're just like, they don't care, because they all have gonorrhea, and they're just like, I just need something to numb the pain.
That's
numb the pain of existence.
Yeah.
So they're just sitting there getting high all day, and just fucking and getting high, and spreading. Their existence is kind of an embarrassment, but, you know, it's not really their fault.
It's just the way they were brought up, I guess.
They're a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
Much like most of us.
And we're fortunate that kangaroos are not brought up to kill us, because they would.
Well, they would. If they're given the right, you know, some points them in the right direction, gives them the means to do so, they'd have no qualms with taking us out.
Giving them the means to do so, the motivation to do so. What? I mean, they're just grass eaters, aren't they? So they can't. They wouldn't be motivated by food.
No. They'd be motivated by, you know, more
territory,
and, you know, resources.
Somebody comes up to a kangaroo and like, they find a way to talk to it, and they're like, hey, we can offer you land where the spiders aren't the size of your fucking pouch.
What if it's the spiders they have issue... Maybe it's the spiders they have issue with, and they're mad because the humans that live there have pushed them out into the outback, where there's even more untamed wildlife, and they're like, yeah, why are those guys going to go live in the city and have all this land? Maybe we want all that.
I've seen videos of kangaroos fucking infiltrating houses.
So have I.
And people, for some reason, are just, like, cool with it.
Yeah, just let them in.
Like, oh, yeah, you know, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that woman, she's just like, oh, it's, like, knocking on the door. She's like, oh, what are you doing in here? What are you doing back here? It's like, I wouldn't do that if a bear was in my back door.
Oh.
You're just knocking on my door, and it's like, hey, man, oh, you want to come in?
I wouldn't do that if a deer fucking came to my back door.
No.
Nah, dude, have you seen a deer buck?
If a deer gets in your house and starts spooked, it's just gonna like break all your shit and flounder around and kick your door down and break your table. And
kangaroos have more power behind them. Every time I see a kangaroo video of somebody just being like, "Oh, take a seat on the couch."
Yeah, just hang out, bro.
Just hang, like, what? That kangaroo can flip like a switch.
It's like, yeah, we worry about if a dog goes feral. You know, what's a kangaroo gonna do when it goes feral?
It's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna call up its mobs.
Call up the homies.
They're gonna fucking missile dropkick your house down.
They could probably kick a door in.
I bet they could do some damage.
I bet they could, if your door's not sturdy enough, they could probably test the hinges pretty well.
I bet if you had like a wood frame, not like a stone foundation or anything, but just like a wooden house, they can take that thing down.
Yeah, I feel like if a human can kick a door down with enough, like, you know, the right technique and form, I feel like a kangaroo has to have more pure kicking power. And most animals have a higher pain tolerance than the average human.
Yeah.
So if they kick it and they kind of fuck up, like, ah, they'll just keep going. You know, the pain doesn't register in the same way it does for us.
Do kangaroos use their heads at all? Do they headbutt anything?
I feel like they could.
I wonder if their heads are hard.
I don't know.
I have not seen a video of a kangaroo headbutting anything.
Doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
I've seen them Superman punch. I've seen them missile drop kick. I've seen them fucking drown dogs.
Yeah, I've seen them get people in headlocks.
Yeah.
Do a headlock takeover.
Dude, like, they're good. What if they have a fighting technique where they just suffocate you in their pouch?
Yeah, we're not even like taking their pouch. They could. How much ammo could they stash?
So much ammo.
In a pouch. They have built-in fanny packs.
Kangaroos are built...
They're built for war.
For war.
They are absolutely built for war.
Ah, man. All right, so first apocalypse...
Or they have like the little Joey, the little wallabies could be like in there. And like, they come out and the it's coming over. And, you know, it's like a kangaroo with like a helmet on. He comes over and he pulls his gun. He's like, hey, freeze. And then the Joey pops up and he's also packing.
You got... All right, so like you got a kangaroo with two fucking rocket launchers attached to it. And it's ready to go, you know? And as it leaps up in the air, little Joey comes out of the pouch and he's just fucking mowing people down as, you know...
He hops out and it gives him a high vantage point. He can just pop up there and post up with a rifle.
Fuck. Kangaroos, man.
There's so much potential for being the ultimate apex killing machines.
Those things learn how to use weapons. We're fucked. We're fucked immediately.
Yeah. Like I said, this turns into like a... Like a fucking sci-fi movie. You know, you go to some planet, it's like that's the race of creatures living there. And it's like, oh shit, we have fucked up.
Yeah, some people believe, you know, the Saiyans are the problems. But it's the whatever the kangaroo people are called.
Yeah. It's like the ancient aliens and they came, you know, that's like the theory that came in that they made us. It's like, but what if they didn't choose to like experiment on monkeys? They chose to do that with kangaroos. But maybe they come back now.
There aren't too many animals I think we could make this theory about. I mean, monkeys...
That's kind of the whole point, though.
Monkeys is the obvious choice, but do we have anything else where...
It's like you watch, like, play, like, D&D or games like that. They always have, like, they're called the humanoids. They're, like, these, like, they're, like, the half-human, half-whatever random creature, you know? Or, like, you give, like, an animal sentience. It's like, yeah, it's like obvious, like, Planet of the Apes. That's the go-to. That's the classic. It's like kangaroos, sure. But yeah, after those two, which ones do you think could have more, could compete with humans?
I'm trying to think of another humanoid animal.
That's like, there's not a lot of them.
Struggling.
It's like literally monkeys and kangaroos. They don't even call, you know.
Even the animals that walk on like two legs, like
there's not a lot of them.
You get to like penguins, but they have flippers. Mm-hmm. Those aren't going to fucking fire any weapons.
Like a goose.
Those things are pretty...
That'd be terrifying.
Pretty scary. I mean, they already want to fuck everything up.
Geese are already an abomination of God. Like, those things are terrifying. They have teeth on their tongues.
Yeah, they do.
they're like snake birds.
And they chase.
They're like the closest thing they have to like a chimera or like a fucking...
You piss off a goose, dude. They're after you forever.
Like, imagine if they like spit acid or something.
Oh,
like had fire breath.
Then this entire conversation would be about geese, not kangaroos.
Right. Like what? Just like, all right, let's just say like some evil supervillain just has like all these serums and he's like going around the world and he's just like experimenting on the local fauna and he just turns them into like badass versions of them.
Oh no!
Like this is the idea. Like, you know, the kangaroos become militarized and he makes like acid spitting like
geese,
ill tempered geese.
What else? I mean. If we leave birds behind, what do we have that walks on two legs?
A platypus. And they're poisonous.
Are platypuses... Can I say that?
Platypussy.
Are platypuses poisonous?
Yes, they have little barbs on their feet.
They're also blind as fuck, aren't
they? They're like... And they're a weird animal. They're in an animal family that they're like the only one that's a part of it.
Yeah?
I forget what it is.
What are they considered?
That's amazing. I looked it up one time. They're fascinating. But they're like the only... They're like one of none. They're the only thing in that like genus or whatever you want to call it.
The platypuses.
Platypusi. Platypus animal... Well, they're a mammal. But there's a... Known as monotremes. They're the only mammals that lay eggs.
Huh.
They're the only kind.
And, I mean... I know there's some unique cases. I mean, like octopus.
Also found in Australia.
Of course they are.
They're also one of the only venomous mammals.
And they want to kill you.
They are the only mammal that is venomous and lays eggs.
If you live in Australia, you want to kill people. Yeah, I'm starting to think Australians might want to kill people.
Yeah, they have like hidden blades on their back feet.
Hidden blades? Like...
The heels of their hind feet have stingers with toxin on them. Very powerful toxin, apparently.
So if you just go to Australia, you can take all the creatures and just weaponize them.
It's not lethal to humans, but it's just extremely painful. Like, debilitating. So, like, take you down, and then, like, you know, they could fuck you up.
Australia. Wow.
I actually didn't know platypus were in Australia.
Me neither.
I actually didn't know where platypus were from.
You know, I did.
They have barbed feet. They have, like, duck feet.
Yeah, those things will fuck you up.
Now, you put those on a goose.
Oh, my God. Splice them.
Give geese those. It's not. So they have their... They're now poisonous, but then they also spit acid.
And they chase you.
Yeah.
Like, they don't give up.
No, they don't give a fuck. You, like, hit them, and they won't back down.
Yeah. They
can take a punch. I've seen videos of them, like, fighting people. People, like, have to, like, fight them off, and they just don't give a shit. You would think there's, like, big, long necks. You could take them out, and, like, you hit them, and, like...
I think most birds are assholes. Speaking of... Back into bird territory, things with two legs. Ostriches, emus.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Emus are mean as fuck.
And, like, emo ostriches.
Yeah.
They're just like ostriches with a bad attitude. Yeah, no, we completely forgot about those. Once again, I think they're in Australia as well. I know they're in Africa, but I think they're also in Australia.
I think they are in Australia. They can't fly. We're safe from them flying.
Mm-hmm.
But they can run 50 miles per hour.
I've been saying for years that when I get like a new house and have more property, I want to get guard emus.
And I'll never visit you.
There's a thing, the one farm out towards New... I used to deliver there when I delivered pizza. They had emus.
I legit would never visit. I'll be too scared.
Yeah. Emus are wild. And they're creepy because their legs bend backwards. I didn't know that. That's the difference between the ostrich. Like, ostriches, their legs bend the way you would think. Emus bend inverted.
That's... Why?
Because I saw them at the one petting zoo, and it was laying down, and when it stood up, its legs, like, unfolded. It was very creepy.
That's... I don't even want to picture that.
Like, yeah, so, like, bending like this, it hinged the opposite way. So, like, these were, like, flat. And when it got up, it just, like, its legs reassembled. Like,
how fast do... I mean, I know ostrich run about 45, 50 miles per hour. Do the emus keep up with them?
I think emus are bigger. I can't remember which...
Aren't emus bigger? I thought the ostrich were bigger.
Emus are the largest birds in Australia. They're around 100 pounds. Which seems light, because they're gigantic. Or no, that's... Wait, now they're saying down here. Emus? No, ostriches are bigger. Okay. Emus are about 100 pounds.
That's why
ostriches
thought.
Are close to 300 pounds.
I would like to try an ostrich egg.
Yeah, look how his legs bend.
That is freaky. You know what? Fuck, dude. I just realized kangaroos. They have a reason to be angry with me. I had a kangaroo burger like a month ago.
Oh wow, you did.
Yeah. I'm on. Kangaroo mob, like, if they have a wall of infamy or something, like a most wanted wall,
yeah,
I'm on there.
You're on there now.
I'm fucked.
You just get a knock at your door.
It's fucking kangaroo.
Just a rag of jacked kangaroo just standing there.
My options are either open it and take my beating or fucking don't open it and they smash down my door and I take my beating.
I like the idea that he's like wearing a suit, so he's like trying to like fool you to think he's like the IRS or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're just doing a routine house check, you know, or he like works for you know some kind of company. He's just like, oh sure, come in, sir. And he's like, kangaroo,
give me my money.
And then he just throws you in a chokehold.
This one's from Joey.
He just hip tosses you through your table.
We heard about you eating the kangaroo.
Give me my money, man.
Jesus fuck, dude. I really put myself out there for them. I mean. For anybody curious, kangaroo tastes kind of like deer, except more lean, I would say. A lot more lean.
Yeah. I don't know. I would eat pretty much anything. I'm very curious if I would try. But yeah, I imagine it was like a venison.
Yeah. Yeah, much more lean venison, I would say. Not a lot of fat to it. It could... We did it without seasoning. We wanted to get the pure taste. We made it into a burger.
Kangaroos are hearing this, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. I'm starting the kangaroo apocalypse right now. But, well, you know, I'd eat it again.
We have to fight a bunch of kangaroos off. We'll have plenty of plenty to go.
Plenty
around.
Of kangaroo meat, yeah. That's how we survive the kangaroo apocalypse. We gotta kill them and eat them.
That's right. Because it's, you know, frowned upon if you were killing other humans to eat them for sustenance in war. But it's not frowned upon to eat your enemy if it's an animal.
If kangaroos become the enemy, so they get, like, prisoner of war rights? Do they become...
I mean, if they're, like, partially sentient, I think that changes everything.
Oh, man.
Even if it's, like, a computer chip in their brain from, like, the Chinese that are making them think and do their commands, I feel like that's still... It's a blurry line.
It is.
It's like these things are communicating and, you know, have intention. It makes it really weird to eat it now. It's like the whole reason it stops is like it lets us eat animals. It's like, oh, they don't have feelings.
You know what the real fun part about this podcast is going to be? Whenever PETA fucking flags it.
This is probably a hate speech.
PETA's just going to come knocking on my door. Sir, you put out an entire hate speech against and propaganda against kangaroos. Okay, well, whenever the kangaroos come fucking trying to kill you, I'm not protecting you.
Yeah, you think they're going to side with you because you guys are, you know, backing them up? They don't care. They won't discriminate against
humans.
They don't give
a fuck, man.
We're all the same to them.
You're still an enemy. Didn't eat them.
Yeah.
We got anything else we can say about kangaroos?
I feel like I could probably go forever, but I feel like I think we've made our point. Made our case.
I think if we haven't made at least one believer, you know, people are just refusing to wake up.
Or at least, you know, we've made some... convinced people to go watch some kangaroo TikTok videos.
That's true. You might...
Do your research, figure it out yourself. I don't want to tell you what to think.
Yeah. We're putting it out there as like a warning. This could happen.
You know, awareness.
Yeah.
Spreading awareness.
That's well put. Rick, do you have any plugs you want to throw in there?
I do not at the moment. I'm just doing me. Strongly considering if you followed the previous podcast I was on, Clinically Average, we did a blog site for that. Considering rebooting that, at least. I can't make any promises for the podcast. But might be something in the works. I'm never saying never with that.
Well, we might have something that he might plug eventually. Maybe. I'm sure he'll be back on the cast sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Lives fucking 2 minutes away from me.
Yeah, I'm always down to yap about whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, wherever, whatever.
Whatever.
Orange Cassidy lifestyle.
Trying to get that Orange Cassidy lifestyle.
I still have the same, you know, search The Real B Shrek. If you don't find me, I'm not there. Shrek Attack has Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I have not been keeping up with the TikToks.
It is what it is.
It's a tough life out here. We got one more episode of the season next week, and it's going to be a recap episode.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm going to start working on it pretty much as soon as I'm finished with this, because honestly, it's just going back and finding what I want to take from previous podcasts and throwing them together.
Nice.
Yep. Just a trip down memory lane of season one.
Tune in.
Then we take a month off because I'm starting a new job. I need to figure out my life. Where I'm going to experiment with new podcast stuff. Maybe I'll post stuff if it's good. I kind of have an experiment to say. I don't know if I'll go through with it, but we'll see. And
stay tuned. If you find out, you'll know it happened. If you don't find out, I guess it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thank you for listening. Stay awesome. This has been Trek Attack.
Hit the music.
Yeah.
Bolt came out of my chair during this, so I could end up on my ass at any time now.